President Trump is digesting some economic suggestions made at the White House last night by leaders of some of the country's biggest technology companies. Executives from companies such as Amazon, Apple, Microsoft, and Cambridge-based Akamai Technologies participated in the first meeting of the American Technology Council. Akamai CEO Tom Leighton joins us now by phone this morning from Washington to talk about the meeting last night. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So give us a quick overview, Mr. Leighton, if you would, of what you talked about last night with President Trump.
Well, the focus is on using technology to help modernize government IT. And this has the benefit of both saving a lot of money and also providing much better government services for the citizens. Another major thrust yesterday was how to make government infrastructure be more secure, so that you don't have cyber attacks where information stolen or websites and applications are being made unavailable online.
Was there a highlight to the meeting from your point of view?
Well, you know, I think this administration is, you know, very committed to making government IT, be more modern, to saving money, and to being a lot more secure. And that's really great to see.
What did the president seem most interested in?
Well, I think the president would like to see a much more effective government IT infrastructure, much less expensive, much more usable for the citizens so they can conduct business, you know, more efficiently with the government online, and to have it be a lot more secure so people's information is not being stolen, data is not being corrupted, and websites aren't being taken offline.
Did it feel like to you that the meeting moved the dial in terms of at least where the administration wanted to take it to beef up cybersecurity for government systems and to modernize them?
You know, I think with events like this, it's the start. And the start's important, but at the end of the day, what really matters is the follow-through. I think the tech leadership there indicated that, you know, they are very interested in helping, that they are willing to follow through and dedicate the resources to government to help. And now, as they say, it's the matter of execution. A lot of work to be done. This is not an easy set of problems to tackle.
Let me ask a question about a side issue. Of course, H-1B visas have been a point of contention between the tech industry and President Trump. Did your group or the president say anything about reforming the program, which permits high-skilled workers from other countries to work here?
There was some statement, near the end of the day, and there was some indication that there was an understanding of what tech needs in America and that maybe that could be made to happen.
And you felt like you got the message across that these folks are important for Akamai and other companies to do business effectively in the U.S.
Yes, I think so.
Let me ask you one more question, if I might, Mr. Leighton. Akamai, of course, is based in Cambridge, a city that voted overwhelmingly against Trump in November, and where the city council recently voted to move the presidential impeachment process forward. I'm wondering, did you get any sort of pushback when you decided to attend the summit, and why was it for you important to be there?
No, this is an apolitical event. I think everyone in America, including the major parties, believe that it would be helpful for the government to modernize its IT infrastructure. It benefits everyone to help make the government be more secure. And, of course, it helps everyone, you know, to save money and not be using legacy systems that in some cases are decades old. So this was not a political event. This was, you know, making America better, making the government be better, and making everything be more secure.
And you'll do it again.
Absolutely.
Tom Leighton, CEO of Cambridge-based Akamai Technologies, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you.